I just wanted to say it to emphasize something I said earlier when I spoke, which is that my family and my life in America has been about rising, and I believe that this election and the future of America is dependent on America rising again. And in all the ways that I spoke about today, giving health care to people who don't have it, doing something about poverty in America, doing something about American jobs and the middle class, and I wanted to be clear with all of you that this is something I intend to talk about between now and the Iowa caucus. And somebody had a question.
Now's the time when candidates have to close the deal with caucus goers. How do you do that in the remaining weeks?
A couple of ways. Well, number one is to talk about a positive, uplifting message for the country. The specifics and the substance beneath that message, which is what the book is about, and the personal characteristics that I think Iowa caucus goers are looking for in a presidential candidate. Somebody who will be direct with them, honest with them, sincere.
Senator, this is really the time when we're starting to think about caucus calculus, and no one's going to win this race without picking up the support of some of the candidates that are not in the top tier right now. I wonder if there's anything that you can say to the folks that maybe aren't in the top tier right now, the people supporting those candidates, that where you think that your message appeals to them better than, say, some of your other rivals.
Well, I think the things that I'm talking about are things that they will find appealing, and I think they're also looking for a candidate they can trust, and the people here in Iowa know me, and they trust me.
Anything more specific to the supporters of some of those individual candidates?
I think it varies from one to the other.
So what would you do to restore the relationship with a country such as Spain, who's been a friend for a long time, and now the president, the prime minister, hasn't even been invited to the White House?
Well, we have a great deal of repair work to do after Bush is gone. And what I will do as president are a variety of things. Number one, we will end the war in Iraq. I'll end it by getting all combat troops out in the first year that I'm president. Second, by reversing some of the policies that have undermined American values, like closing Guantanamo, ending torture, no illegal spying on the American people. And then we will reach out to the rest of the world, both the leaders and the people of the world, not just the leaders, to make it clear that America intends to treat the rest of the world with respect.
Will you invite the Spanish Prime Minister to the White House?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Senator, at this point in the campaign with the 3 weeks so remaining, how does it feel different this time versus 4 years ago for you?
Well, this feels like a dead heat to me. I mean, I think among the three of us, it's very close. It's, I think, impossible for anybody to predict with certainty what's going to happen between now and the caucus. What happened last time is the last 3 weeks, there was a dramatic rise by me and, I think, by Senator Kerry. And you got to believe there's going to be some movement in these last 3 weeks. But I think it's whoever's most effectively making their case to the caucus goers.
What is your experience from 4 years ago, and how does that help you this time?
I know these people. I know what they care about.
Senator, can we one more?
Is the star power really helping all the candidates?
What star power?
Star power. Like,
you mean non-candidate star power? Is that what you're talking about?
Things like that, yeah.
I think it helps to get people to come and listen to the candidates. I don't think it has much effect on who they vote for or caucus for. But it gives you a chance to get people out and to hear what you have to say. But I just think the caucus goers take this very, very seriously. I don't think celebrity is going to sway them much.
Thank you.
What's your
Obama
favorite Kevin Bacon movie?
Is that as clean as that bus
Thanks,
is going to be?
What was that, Kevin?
Is that as clean as that bus is going to be?
It'll never be that clean again. You can be sure of that.